Anyway, what we need to do is we need to keep talking about the uncomfortable truths, and that's what this podcast is all about, and breaking down the silences that perpetuate the systems that underpin the constant unsustainable growth that all societies, most societies, are experiencing in the world.
We see everything from a very human perspective, you know. We humanize absolutely everything around us. Take your time to actually see something and observe it and see how they behave, and you'll begin to understand that creature a lot better.
My action is, like I said flippantly, get a torch, go out there into the darkness and explore the unknown, the unseen. Shine a light on your own thinking. So today, connect with others with the same similar interests and worries as you about all sorts of different topics, mainly about the environment. This is the People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast. And what's your concern? What's your big concern at the moment about the environment and humanity? Let us know. I'm Stuart the Wild Man Mabbott. I'm one of the co-hosts of this podcast. Challenges. We always talk about personal challenges at the beginning of these podcasts. My personal challenge is my health. My situation is getting seems to be getting worse, and my mind wanders even more than it normally does. So God knows what you're going to get in this episode. Who's the co-host?
Co-host is William Manclow. Thanks very much for being with us. It's really nice to have everybody here. You know, wherever you're listening to this and whatever you're up to, especially you who's doing the ironing, be careful because you'll put a scorch mark in those trousers if you're not careful. I'm going to catch somebody out with one of these eventually. But yeah, I'm William Manclow. I do a live show every week on facebook.com/shotatanangle. I predominantly do that these days. I'm a photographer as well. I dabble in a bit of music, do all sorts of things. My challenge this week has... Well, my challenge over the last month or so has been, I feel that I'm going through some form of transformational period again. That happens from time to time. It happened at the start of this year, but I didn't recognise it. But this time I have recognised it a little bit more, and just trying to take time for myself and to allow myself to actually enjoy the things that I enjoy, which gives me room away from the work that I do. And then when I come back to work, I'm a lot more refreshed and a lot more ready for those challenges. That's a period of transformation that I'm going through. How do you feel right now? Do you feel you're doing that yourself, and maybe recognize that and see what you can do about it? But yeah, this is a podcast about, not about us as always, Stuart, because we always say that it's not about us. I made a bit of a boo-boo recently because I said that we're two men in our 40s, but we're not, are we now?
No, I'm in my 50s now.
You've just scraped. And I feel it. You've just scraped into your 50s, haven't you?
Yeah, it was on October the 30th. So if anybody wants to send me a belated birthday card, how can they send an email to me, William? Anyway,
yeah, I've got your actual postal address here, so I could give them that. But that would be too personal, wouldn't it?
Anyway, what we need to do is we need to keep talking about the uncomfortable truths, and that's what this podcast is all about, and breaking down the silences that perpetuate the systems that underpin the constant unsustainable growth that all societies, most societies, are experiencing in the world. And we on this podcast, we try and break down the big issues into bite-sized chunks, and we aim to challenge ours and yours beliefs, mindsets and habits, and through actions that we come up with, hopefully through each episode of the podcast, we hope to be able to address the issues that we discuss. We're not scientists, William. We're just two people, two guys, just trying to make sense of the big issues in the world. And we do that through meandering and roaming conversation.
Yeah. And often the theme of this, or the themes, there's like six themes that run through everything we talk about, isn't there? They just seem to crop up naturally. Those are, well, can you remember what they asked you? Or am I really putting you on the spot?
Do you want me to do them backwards? Okay. It's climate, philosophy, sustainability,
that's three.
Human condition,
yeah.
Social justice, nature.
Yep. Nature, yeah. I think you've got all six of them there.
I can't remember. I lost count.
And as you're listening to this, is there any specific theme? Do you think we haven't actually even talked about there, but we think that's the themes we cover?
Yeah. But something I want to raise is, a little while ago, where Annika from Gujarat in India placed a question for us to discuss that's been released, and it was said something along the lines of, regarding the climate crisis and life in general, are small steps better than big? Well, we posted that question on Reddit, didn't we, William? And we had an interesting response. Can you read through that?
Yeah, so we had a response from a Reddit user called Pretty Sure 2. Reddit usernames are always fascinating. I've got a very, very strange one myself. I can't remember what it, I don't go on there personally myself often, but with on Reddit ourselves actually as the People's Countryside, or as People's Countryside. So you can find us out and you can maybe have a start the discussion with us. But yeah, they said, and this is from direct response to this question, it's all needed. In life, you have to make big shifts occasionally and do all the daily small things that are essential for life and happiness. I actually find the framing of the entire question reflective of the broader issue of binary thinking that is negatively affected so much of public debate. And specifically, exhausting for me is the diffusive effect on climate discussions. It's not tree versus ocean, soil versus water. It's not policy versus business, individual versus government, small steps versus giant leaps. It's all of it, all together. Now, we really like that response, Stuart. Mm.
Could you just quickly read out our response to that? Because I think it perfectly sums up what we're trying to do on this podcast. Because we appreciate all the questions we get in from you listeners, and we need some more, because I think we've only got about a dozen left in the kitty, so we need some more questions to get them in. But sometimes the questions are framed that they're it's an either or it's a black and white situation, and it isn't. So read through our response to that response.
Yeah, well, we fully agreed with what they said, and, you know, it's a lot of questions we get set by listeners of the podcast are, you know, it's like you said, either or black and white, you know. So when we explore the questions, it's generally a bit of both of those. I think we can verge into black and white ourselves, can't we, Stuart? But a large proportion of it is of the middle ground. You know, we always try and look for that middle ground and try to look, because we feel that's where the solutions are. We it's almost like we know that's where the solutions really are. You know, actually mixing things together, it's almost like a a recipe, isn't it, in a way? But there's also a huge amounts of random influences thrown into, but from us individually, right? That's how we put our own experience into this podcast, you know. We have life experience.
So when you send a question into this podcast, sometimes we'll cannibalize it and throw it out there on other social media platforms, and it gets other people thinking, and I think that's great. But what's today's question, and who's it from, William?
It is from Brinda in India. Their question is quite an interesting one. Our failure.
I think Brinda is a female. I think.
Yeah, I think as well. Yeah, it's. I synonymize it or liken it to Brenda. You know. But that might be the wrong thing to do. So our failure. So that Brinda's question is our failure to comprehend the ecology that inhabits the darkness limits humanity's true understanding of the living world around us. There's lots of unseen life out there. Can you share your thoughts around this?
Interesting angle. Our failure to comprehend the ecology that inhabits the darkness limits humanity's true understanding of the living world around us. I wouldn't just say darkness, I'd say in the sea as well.
Yeah, but when I first read that question, I immediately thought of life that's right at the bottom of the ocean. So, you know, there's parts of the ocean we've never. The ocean is like the most unexplored part of the world, isn't it? Because it's almost it's so hostile to us as humans. Like the deep.
I would reframe the word darkness to the unseen. So, humanity's failure to comprehend ecology that inhabits the darkness or the unseen. Yeah, I mean, because we don't see the true impacts. Sometimes we fear the unseen as well, so we don't want to go there. I was listening to a scientist talk the other day, and he was saying you always have to keep analysing your own data, because the human mind wants to see things, patterns that aren't really there. So he has to keep realigning in himself as a scientist. And that's how you can dip into conspiracy theorists, the theory belief, I think, because you're just trying to find patterns that aren't there. I think our failure to comprehend the ecology that inhabits the darkness limits humanity's true understanding of the living world around us. Yeah, because very often I think if we don't see it and don't acknowledge it, we can convince ourselves it's not there, it's not a problem. And fear of the darkness, of the unknown.
I was also going to say, you know, because Brenda does actually go on to the as part of the question, that it does say there's lots of unseen life out there, that you know, there's so many species that we'll never know about, because we can't know about
undiscovered. Yeah,
we're just never going to know about, you know, it's just impossible, because there's so many that live and die within our own lifetime, in a sense. It's some statistic in the whole history of the world, that 99% of world life has gone extinct already, you know, that's ever existed. Yeah. But unseen is also I could also extend it to overlooked as well. You see, people overlook animals and what part of the ecosystem they take.
Yeah. It's like moths in, you know, because they a lot of moths fly during the day. They don't all fly at night. But some fly at night, and so the night flyers, some of them are struggling. So the predators of those night flyers that we often don't think about, which are the bats, they're effective as well. It's I just think the unknown, the unseen, the darkness reveals that we probably only know 25% of what there is to know about what we know about. So
So we basically know half of what we know about already.
It's
a very, very unusual
thing. We know nothing.
Yeah, it reminds me of I'm going to go off on a bit of a tangent here, but it reminds me of a quote from The Lord of the Rings, and hopefully I'll get this right. And somebody is addressing a group of people that they should know better, and it's something along the lines of, "I don't know half as well as you, half as well as I would like, and I like less than half of you, half as well as you deserve." It's like this whole thing of, like, you know, we know so much about the world. We know a lot more about the world than we used to do. We know a lot more about everything than we used to do, because that scientific exploration has. We're just discovering a lot more than we used to, but there is so much we don't know. That's when people, you know, we're talking about like conspiracy theorists, and sort of like, you've got to be careful with the data, because, you know, scientists have to be careful with their data. They have to look at it on a more regular basis, and probably in different formats, so they're not getting too sort of like not seeing patterns that are not there. You know, I like that idea. I do like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, the scientist was basically saying that. They collect all this data, but the weakness of the analysis of the data is always the human condition, because you want to see things that either patterns that the human mind has evolved to see that isn't there, or you skew your interpretation to meet the outcome you want.
I knew that would happen, because this is my bias, almost, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I think that makes for good scientific, rigorous scientific testing. But Brenda, I'm intrigued on what your background is, because this is a very, very different perspective on, well, a lot of questions we asked are from different perspectives, but this is from right field. It really is. I mean, the darkness, and, you know,
it reminds me of one of your curveball questions when you do your live radio shows. You know, you'll go down this. We a lot of the questions that you send in to us are generally framed around certain topics, and it's interesting how we'll get a clump of questions that are around a certain topic, which obviously at the time is a bit of a hot
relevant.
Topic. Relevant. But then every so often we'll get a question like this that is really left field, and it actually is quite interesting to explore, because it makes us really think, doesn't it, Stuart? It makes us really think about what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I think my conclusion, my thought around this, Brenda, is we have no concept of the impact humanity is having on the climate. We say it's going to be unlivable, but we have no real concept of the true impact. And I think that's, if William and I could expand this anymore, the darkness, the unknown, the unseen wouldn't be there. We'd have more of an understanding.
And the only way to do that is to continue to explore and yeah. reach out and look for things. You know, that's why scientists are so important to our yeah. world. You know, they make us understand what's around us a lot more. Yeah. They don't have this ulterior motive, or they're not hiding things. In fact, scientists generally want to do the exact opposite. They want to challenge assumptions, they want yeah. to and also want to discover things, because yeah. to be a famous scientist is when you do challenge assumptions and you successfully do so. That's the reason why people like Einstein, for example, yeah. became famous, because they turned everything upside down and actually proved that it was all correct. At yeah. some point in the future, I would think that somebody's going to usurp him, but then yeah. you know, that might not be true either, because you look at how yeah. Newton is still here. Yeah. a lot of what he came up with is still bloody true, you know. Yeah. So he, you know, it's just interesting.
Interesting challenge here I'm going to throw at you, William. What's the action from this episode? Get a torch, go out in the darkness, have a look.
Just to expand your horizons as far as things are concerned. I would say unseen as well is those animals that we see on a regular basis as well. I love nothing more than engaging with a robin when I'm gardening. I find it very a rewarding experience just to watch them and see what they do and see how they behave. You know, from a human perspective, I think.
I'm not a scientist. I don't know. I'm just an ordinary guy in my 50s.
We see everybody. You're not ordinary at all, Stuart.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of the bongs, isn't it? We see everything from a very human perspective, you know. We humanize absolutely everything around us. Take your time to actually see something and observe it and see how they behave, and you'll begin to understand that creature a lot better. You know, one of my favorite recent discoveries in the last couple of years was exactly why wasps behave the way they do in the summer. They're not there to annoy you. They're there because they're starving, hungry.
Yeah.
That's an interesting twist, and that's my action, really.
Yeah. My action is, like I said flippantly, get a torch, go out there into the darkness and explore the unknown, the unseen. Shine a light on your own thinking. Let's shine a light on the next question. Who's that from, William?
The next question is, we've got two questions in a row from people from the Indian subcontinent. This is Bushra from India as well. Shall I tease up the question? Or?
Yeah, go on.
It's quite an interesting one. Is mass tree planting really the holy grail we perceive it to be?
Job done.